Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
And then we've got to get to this story, and I wish we didn't. But we do. I was in such a good mood. I am so angry. Oh, I am angry.
The Grinch who stole Christmas.
I am so angry for this young man. And we've got to update this story. And we'll bring it back when Scott's back on Monday, because it's just, this is so disheartening and so sickening to me. A judge has denied a Liberty senior basketball player eligibility to play varsity basketball. Absolutely infuriating for Rue Wells. Rue Wells and his guardian, his legal guardian, if you missed yesterday's show, Steve Mortimer, asked a Clay County judge to step in and overturn the decision by your Missouri State High School Activities Association when they decided in a 5-4 vote that this kid couldn't play. And here is the update. Matt Fleener had the story last night, and here's the update. Tashawn Rue Wells' chances of playing varsity basketball this season took a major step backward after a Clay County judge's ruling today. Clay County Circuit Court Judge David Chamberlain denied Wells' eligibility to play after a nearly 5-month appeals process with the Missouri State High School Activities Association. Judge Chamberlain acknowledged the emotion and interest inside and outside of the courtroom for Wells' case. Quote, there is no belief that I have that this was some type of a sham to move from one district to another, he said, of Wells' transfer. Again,
so he's
the judge
acknowledging
said,
that it's legitimate.
Yes, there is no belief that I have, this is the judge, that this was some type of sham to move from one district to another. Still, Chamberlain ruled, while he desired for Rue to play varsity basketball, and others did too, he had to apply the law and found that the Missouri State High School Activities Association did not violate procedure in applying its guidelines to Wells' request to jump to Liberty. I will remind you all, the kiddo transferred from Springfield Central High School, where he feared for his life, which is why he transferred to Liberty. Quoting here from the judge, I don't have to agree with the decision the Missouri State High School Association made. My job is to determine whether they followed their procedure.
Now, he did take the safe route here. He did rule
schlep it
objectively.
Back, yep, schlep it back off on the Missouri State
on the law.
Association.
Yeah, the law states that he's not allowed to play basketball if he transfers schools because they're trying to stop schools from poaching players.
Which in Kansas now, you can jump any way you want, any direction you want, for any reason you want.
That is
Missouri
true.
Does not have the same policy.
I wouldn't be surprised if
yet.
That was coming down the pipeline soon.
My God, this poor kid. Rue had asked the Missouri State High School Activities Association to grant his ability to play on Liberty's varsity squad after moving from Springfield at the beginning of the school year. After the hearing, Wells broke down in tears and into the arms of Steve and Holly Mortimer, who have taken Rue into their home in Liberty. Outside the courthouse, both Wells and Steve Mortimer, his legal guardian, said they are disappointed with the ruling. Quoting here from Wells, I'm not doing the greatest. I just hope it goes well for the next kid in my situation. What a great kid. Sam, listen to this. Wells said he would continue to remain with his Liberty High School team and cheer them on. They gave me their support, Wells said. So I will give them my support and just see what the future holds for me. Quoting here from his guardian, Judge Chamberlain was very respectful. He gave us more attention in 5 hours in looking at this decision than the Missouri State High School Association gave us in 5 months. I will say this again. This has to be said. Shame on the Missouri State High School Activities Association. Shame on all of them.
And they have a history of
shame
playing
on
a hardline role.
All of them. Their executive director originally denied Wells' ability to play varsity basketball. She did allow him to play JV. One of their rules requires students to sit out a year following a school change. He doesn't have a year. He's right. 17.
Going into his senior year.
And so what they did, they asked the Activities Association, will you grant me a waiver, like a hardship waiver?
Yeah.
You know, he had a gun pulled on him in some sort of home invasion.
Police were called to his home on a variety of different occasions.
Times. His own biological parents have said it is in his best interest to get out of Springfield and come to Liberty. He was bullied, all of those things.
And signed him over, for lack of a better phrase, to this family to take care of him.
MSHSAA, shame on you. It is absolutely disgusting that they have done this, and the judge says he has no choice but to follow the rule of the law. I will remind you, their executive director, Dr. Jennifer Ruckstad, by the way, ruled that his situation was not basically, Sam, bad enough to show that there is some need for him to leave his home in Springfield and come all the way to Liberty for the last 5 months and be granted a waiver to play basketball. And, you know, I had my annual lunch with all of my news friends today, and one of them asked, rightfully so, how bad does the need have to be? If he had been shot instead of just having, like, a gun pulled on him, is that enough need for you, Jennifer?
Well, and I think that this is more so a reaction to trying to squash what has been an issue in the past and less so a reaction to his story. I think that if this hadn't been such an issue for decades and decades, to the point that they had to take such a hard line role in this, his story would have made waves. But they're looking at this saying, we've had to deal with this for so many years, we're not going to start allowing you to violate the rules when we've had to take a hard line approach on this for decades.
But who gets to decide how bad your life has to be for an emergency waiver? The word isn't even emergency waiver. I'll have to go back and look for the word.
A panel of nine people.
It's a hardship waiver.
Yeah.
How bad did his life have to be granted a hardship waiver? I would argue with the verified police activity at that home, he was in fear for his life. He testified as much in open court through tears, by the way.
Yeah. And
it's,
I agree,
it's enough for a waiver. He was leaving, by the way, a Final Four bound team. Like, they're this great team in Springfield where he did play.
Yeah.
To a team that's probably not going to do as well statewide. This was not some ploy to jump to a better team for like a state championship ring. Shame on the Missouri State High School Activities Association. Absolutely despicable decision. And you have failed this young man. Man.
Really quickly, before we get to break, let's switch from being upset to joy. We have a special guest on line one.
Josh, I'm going to allow myself to calm down, and I'm going to bring you back after the break because we are so happy that there is an update on our scavenger hunt. Josh will join us from Mission, Kansas, straight ahead on Dana and Parks. Stick with us for that.